8:55, 47 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And ahead of the 11 o'clock release of WASDE's supply-demand numbers and also the monthly crop report, we're just slightly mixed in the grains. We've got corn and beans lower, wheat slightly higher. Look at the numbers first. December corn's at 361, that's down a penny and three quarters. March, 373 and a quarter, down a penny and a half. New crop December, 395 and three quarters, down a penny. Not a whole lot out on the corn market this morning, just looking forward to seeing the numbers. The trade's kind of zeroed in on a slight decrease in the, a slight increase in the corn yield to 181.8. bushels per acre, but a slight decrease in harvested acres at 81.7, bringing a crop production on corn at around 14.85 billion bushel. That's a big crop. The market's been talking about a big crop for a long period of time. Keep in mind, we still have about two-thirds of the crop left in the field and some pretty crappy weather that's come across the Corn Belt and Delta regions. That could make that last two-thirds of harvest a little slow go. On the bean side of things, right now we have November beans at 850 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. January 864 and three quarters, down a penny and a quarter. And new crop November at 916 and a quarter, that's down 2 cents. Not a lot going on there. The trade is looking for a soybean yield to be around 53.4. Bushels per the acre. That's up from last month's report. Total production 4.733 billion bushel, and again with a little bit lower harvested acres. The ending corn and bean stocks are probably going to get some glances, particularly the ending bean stocks, if they're much different than 860 million bushel, which is what the trade's looking for. We could see a reaction. The meal market's down about $1.50 right now. December meal, $3.14.20, down $1.50. December bean oil, $28.85, that's down 8. We have seen some real pressure on other vegetable oils throughout this week. The wheat market is up about a penny and a quarter. December Chicago wheat, $5.12 and a quarter, that's down. That is up a penny and three quarters. New crop July, 550 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. Livestock markets have been under pressure for the last several days, particularly seeing pressure in the feeder cattle market breaking a little bit of support. We're a little higher here this morning. December live cattle, 116.80, is up 32 cents. We have had disappointing cash in the Fed market this morning. Feeder cattle, the November feeders at 156.65 is up 47. The December hogs, 54.17, that's down $1.75. We have an awfully widespread, a big premium of October to the December cattle, about $14 right now. That's really super wide. On the outside markets, we're continuing to see some pressure with the crude oil in the November futures at 71.93, that's down $1.24. The metals markets are a little firmer after the big drop in U.S. stock market yesterday. That did spill into global stock markets this morning, so we're seeing some pressure there. The dollar index is lower this morning, 94.86 on the December futures. That's down 32 cents. The Brazilian real is stronger today. We are seeing big swings in these currency markets. Again, all eyes at 11 o'clock will be on the USDA reports. And there's a lot of positioning going on ahead of that. The funds are going in short corn and short beans. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much. It's WIOL AM 580, WIOL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.